This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast, coming to you here from the, well, you call it the Bet365, we call it the Victoria Ground or the other stadium, what do they call it? Stokes City Stadium up here, and it's the final whistle, and it's Brentford 1-2-1 against Stoke City in the Caribou, the League Cup, and we're in the hat for the last, I think it's the last eight, is it the last eight? We're in the last eight, the quarterfinals, I think it is as well, which is all good, and very, very happy about this, because we're in the hat. How are you feeling about this game?
A good day out, Bill. It's good to see some of the more non-mainstream players playing this one. Yes, definitely work and improvement, but I think we did enough against quite a spirited Stoke performance, to be honest. They looked like they were up for the cup. They weren't as good as us, though.
Listen, I want to say, we're in the hat. We're in the hat here. It was a changed side, but we've also had a strong side today. What were you expecting at the kickoff?
I wasn't expecting quite as strong a side as Thomas Nain, but he said he wants to win the cup. Good to see Ivan Toney playing. Good to see a few changes as well. I thought we dominated the first half. Got a little bit sloppy at the start of the second half, let them back into it, but in the end we could have scored more. Good performance.
To something as well, I mean, was there... The first half I thought we were cruising. We didn't seem to get our second gear. They got a goal fairly early in the second half. And then after that... It seemed to hit us a little bit. I wouldn't say fell apart, but we were a bit scrappy at times, weren't we?
We were. We made a few misplaced passes, but I think after the subs came on, we looked better. Norgaard did really well. Fosu looked lively, and we turned the game back on its head, and we were in control at the end of it.
It's all looking all good. As you can hear, the fans here are, they're giving it loads of U-reds, loads of celebration. You know, we're back in the quarterfinals of the League Cup again for the second year running, if I remember rightly. Let me just go through it. We're in the hat for the second year running as well. Listen, we just got the result today, didn't we, at the end of the day? At the end, there was a slightly bum squeaky time, but in the end, I thought we were pretty much in control, weren't we?
Yeah, first half, amazing. Second half, less so. We made some silly mistakes, got too cocky, too confident, and just twitched them. We got the home fans up. We got a bit niggly and we lost our composure. It was the substitutes that didn't help us somewhere. We just lost our way. Rico made a mistake and then it all went a bit tits up. Apart from that, enjoyable.
It's interesting you say it's enjoyable. What I would say though, and again it's interesting because we didn't expect Ivan Toney to play today.
No.
I think they played him to try and get him to get a bit of confidence, get a goal. He got a goal today, but he missed quite a few chances, didn't he?
He did. There were... quite a few. I think there's a few one-on-ones that we missed, not just Toney, Posu as well. We were okay at times, but we weren't clinical, I don't think. And there was a few things that we just didn't play the silky stuff that we played before. We let Stoke back into it a little bit. But overall, I'm not unhappy with that. But I think we've been blessed with caviar for too long, and now we've gone back to sausages for a little bit on that last half.
All right, so bring back the caviar is what you're saying.
Yeah, I am. Great stuff, loved it.
Right, cheers, Jody Beck.
Yeah, take care, mate.
We are in the hat. It's not quite squeaky bum time, but, you know, it wasn't as clean as it could be, was it?
No, it wasn't. In the first half, we definitely showed that we were a class above, and I thought we had a very good performance. Second half, clearly they needed to come out and show something to their fans, and it kind of got a bit more pressured, but I think the side showed their determination, their professionalism, and their skill to get through that. Good performance, good result, but not as easy as it could have been.
Wasn't as easy. There was all sorts of fire drill action going on as well at some stage in the home end, wasn't it?
I think there was, but I mean, it's obviously a bit of a weird one for those guys. It's kind of a roles reversed, isn't it? We're the plucky upstart, bus stop in Hounslow, taking the Premier League by storm, and they're the arguably, and they'll get in trouble for this, kind of slightly faded club that are not quite out there at the moment. Maybe that'll come back to haunt me, but we'll see.
This is all good. Listen. I know you like a bit of analysis, the Royal Oak Beat. give us your analysis on this game?
I thought we were trying to do as little as possible to get through it with a win. And I think we started off a bit slow, but then we got into it, got the goals, got in front, and then we just got sloppy again. And I don't think either of the what we call the eights had particularly good games for us tonight, Jensen and Goddess. But they just kept at it. I took Jensen off at the end, and Goddess was I don't think he's just anywhere near form. So, but we got through in the end, and we had two chances, should have made it a lot easier than the result suggests. I mean, there were two great chances at the end. Ivan had a chance, and Fosu, when he came off the bench, had a chance. And, you know, another day, they both would have scored. So we'd have come away 4-1 and very easy. But the most important thing is we've come away unscathed. Hopefully, Marcus is not injured. I see him go off. I know Mads went off. He had a little knock on his ankle. But I hope Marcus is not injured for Saturday, because we're going to need him in these next three games. I think they're more important than tonight. But delighted to be in the hat, and delighted to be going to another quarter-final tie to see Brentford.
Yeah, I'm going to say it as well, because we were 2-0 and we looked like we were cruising. And, you know, we get the second half and I thought we were going to cruise. All of a sudden they got that goal back. But before that, I was thinking, tell you what, we're going to get another goal now, and then we could take off all the players and rest them for Saturday, because Saturday's a big game. Yeah. And it just goes to show you how a game could switch in a minute, innit?
Yeah, definitely. I think the key moment for us was when Norgaard came on. Because at that point in time, I thought we looked like more likely to concede more goals and score more goals. And when he came on, I think their midfield realised we just had a bit too much quality. So, and we got the result. We got the result.
Listen, we got the Coach Bossy in the house here. We're going to be walking out the stadium here now. Not because of the music selection is putting us off, because no, not at all. But listen, that game, we're in the hat. Are you happy we're in the hat? Or are you... Of course you're happy you're in the hat, aren't you?
Of course I'm happy we're in the hat. I mean, you know, it'd be great. Go, you know, take it one step further than we did last year. I'm happy with that. And I tell you what's amazing. Wednesday night in Stoke, you see how many Brentford fans are down here. We're buzzing.
Yeah, we've got 1,000. Like I said, just over 1,000 fans inside the house here. I don't know how many in the stadium. The stadium's really weird as well, isn't it? Because this stadium, it's a big stadium. You know, it looked literally, I mean, it's tumbleweed. On the left-hand side, there's no one in it at all. And again, you know, we keep talking about these stadia and, you know, getting these big stadia. And if you can't fill it, it's a nightmare, isn't it? I mean, when they roared, them Stoke fans did a roar, didn't they? But it was well into the second half.
Exactly. If you think, like, we were cheering right through from the start of the game. But they literally got the goal back and, like, suddenly woke up. Cool, blimey, I forgot you lot were here. But you know what? That's why I'm so glad that we've got a 17,000-seat stadium, because that's just wrong. That is just empty. Yeah, that's not good. You know, whatever happens with us, we're going to have an atmosphere in that ground.
Yes, I mean, about the game today, I mean, you know, slightly changed side, but slightly stronger side than a lot of people expect, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we... What do you mean, from Stoke?
From the Bees.
Well, from the Bees, I thought we looked really strong. I was, you know, obviously I was worried, you know, no Pena, no Raya, you start to worry. But I think, you know, in the last couple of World Cup games, we've always looked strong in the Cup games. You know, Goddess was unlucky. I'm happy. You know what? Good performance. Let's see what we do next.
So, final whistle. We're in the hat. Listen, that's all that really matters at the end of the day. Hopefully, don't get any injuries. Scored a goal, a couple of goals. Probably could have scored a few more goals, but and a bit sloppy at the end. But you happy with that?
I'm happy. I think we probably scraped that win because we could have conceded. And penalties always a lottery. We're there with the big boys, as we'd expect to be now, given that we are Premier League.
Oh,
so I am waiting to see the draw. Really excited.
Saturday's the draw, isn't it?
Saturday's the draw. Not sure who I'd like. Probably Sunderland at home, just to see if we can get to the semis. Yeah. But we're getting to become a bigger club now. We should be enjoying these days. Yeah. This is what football's all about.
Like I said, I thought that was a bit of a sort of in the park, you know, sort of like kicking the football around in the first half. No real problems in the first half. We were cruising.
Yeah.
And then it's almost like we pressed a little bit of a self-destruct button in the second half, didn't we?
Complacency. I think we slowed it down. We let them get back into the game. Probably 60 minutes, they took a bit more control of the game. And I think we had to work very hard. And I think that's why some of our big boys came on. I think Thomas did the right thing. Bolster the midfield. Just make sure that we didn't get overrun. And just play the time out. So very, very happy. glad to be in the quarterfinals.
Just want to ask a quick question. Obviously, we've got a big game on Saturday against Burnley. We obviously would like to have as many players rested for Burnley as possible. Do you think us going to the full 90 minutes here might cause us a few problems?
No, I think Burnley, always going to be a tough game because they're very, very difficult to beat at home. But I think the way we've played so far this season, I think we've got enough in the reserves and we've got enough in our full strength 11 to go up there and get a result. So I'd be very surprised if we don't come away with at least a draw, at least a draw.
You bees.
You bees.
So we got the result that we needed and we're off home. It feels good. We got the ball. Ball in the pocket. We got the points in the pocket. There's no points actually. We're just in the hat, aren't we?
We got through. We've done the job. It seemed like fairly comfortable early. Getting a couple of us up, knocking it about. Stoke now a real threat. Kind of thought, well, they're doing quite well in the Championship when they're Stoke and they're at home. And, well, we know what happens. So they turned on the... I don't know what they turned on, but they made it a game. And we struggled a little bit to deal with it, you know. Lost a bit of composure, maybe. But we got the job done. We could have won 4 or 5 in the end, but for better finishing. So a few tricky moments, but... Job done, through to the next round.
Job. I mean, talking about job done, I mean, like I said, I've been here, I've been to Victoria Ground, the Royal Stadium, I think a couple of times. I've been here at least twice, if not 3 times as well. I've never seen Brentford win here. And from what I can gather, this is the first time that Brentford have ever beaten Stoke, well, ever, in Stoke. Is that right?
Apparently, you've never won here, never won at Victoria Ground. Goes back to the Southern League days. Had 4 games, I think, at Victoria Ground. Didn't win them either. So, history is made tonight.
History has made, and we've actually witnessed it. We've seen it. 1,000 bees in the house. Made quite a good noise as well in the stadium, which was pretty bare, it has to be said. But listen, you know, we're going forward. The draw is on Saturday. We'll see who we've got. I don't know who have won or who've lost today. All we know is that QPR lost yesterday, so we won't be playing them. You know, Sunderland are in the hat. You know, it could be, you know,
Man City are out
as well. You know, we've got Tottenham, Burnley have been playing, and you've got all sorts of characters been playing. We'll see who it is. You'll know this by the time that you get this podcast. But this is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. Me and Laney are probably going to do another podcast tomorrow morning by the time I get home tonight, and then I'll go and sleep, and then a few hours later we'll do a podcast for the Burnley match, and there's going to be the Winker on there, there's going to be the JB, we're also going to get Burnley, we're going to get some Burnley fans on there talking about the Burnley game as well and talking about that game. But listen, we're in the cup, we have to revel in this, we have to realise that Brentford Premier League tied and we need to do the business, because if we do the things right we can actually get to the semis, I will again. Say again, okay. But anyway, as I say, we've won the match, and we've won the in the hat, and we're going to go to a game and a Burnley, and as we say,
come on,
Reese!
Come on, Reese.
Oh, that was a late one, UV.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.